Chapter 5. 6 years passed under the watchful eye of Miss Jacqueline and her pedophile son. Growing up without a mother or even a father to guide her had been hard for Dysiah. She never really knew what love felt like, because she was beginning to forget the love that her parents showered her with daily. She felt incomplete. She was forever lost in a world of deception, abuse, and confusion. Her heart was empty, and she instinctively grew cold on the inside while getting hard on the outside. She disconnected herself from her existence because it hurt too badly to think about everything that she lived through. She sometimes wished that she had died too, because the day that they took her away from her parents' home, living became harder than dying. Tearing her away from the only home she knew did permanent damage to her psyche. Her calloused outlook on life hindered her from trusting anyone or loving anyone besides Mona. The only reason Dysiah had even let Mona into her world was because Mona reflected the same amount of hurt that she felt. They were so much alike, alone in a cold world, trying to make it. Together while being violated every day in every possible way. Dysiah and Mona remained silent about the treatment because they didn't want to be separated and sent away to different group homes. But at the tender age of 12, Yaya wised up and realized that she was the one with the power. Her looks had never failed her. Over the years, she had grown up quite nicely. She was constantly reminded of how cute she was, and grown-ups oohed and aahed over her beauty every day.